When the Ark of God was taken and the tabernacle fell into ruin, Samuel was still a boy. He went to his father's house at Ramah, which was in the mountains about 4 miles north of Jerusalem. Ramah was the home of Samuel for as long as he lived. For some years, while Samuel was growing up, there was no judge in Israel and no head of the tribes. The Philistines ruled the people and took from them a large part of their harvest, their sheep and their oxen. Often in their need, they thought of the Ark of the Lord standing alone in the house at Kirjath-Jearim, and the eyes of all the people turned to the young Samuel growing up at Ramah. For Samuel walked with God, and God spoke to Samuel as God had spoken to Abraham and to Moses and to Joshua. As soon as Samuel had grown up to be a man, he began to go among the tribes and to give to the people everywhere God's word to them. And this was what Samuel said: "If you will really come back with all your heart to the Lord God of Israel, put away the false gods, the images of Baal and of Ashtaroth, and seek the Lord alone and serve him, then God will set you free from the Philistines." After Samuel's words, the people began to throw down the idols and to pray to the God of Israel. And Samuel called the people from all the land to gather in one place, as many as could come. They met at a place called Mizpah in the mountains of